Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do. Just focus on giving away things and talking about why we are here and how we managed to get here. It is indeed a pleasure to come. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of many of the shows, also the producer and a lot of times the CEO in place of the person they said, the person in charge. Really the vision God blessed me with to come before you and have this. We started off with one show back in 2017. Give you a little brief history. And that one show was called Real Sports Talk. We decided to move in a direction that we would change the name to Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, which truly focused on historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we had a chance to kind of get something off the ground in 2017. Here we are 6 years later, and we have now 15 shows, 34 hosts and co-hosts. We've had a bucket of guests. We have a staff that's really working hard. We have sponsors who put in the giveaway thing like tonight. We're going to have two trips we'll give away in regards to hotel stay, and that one of the trips is going to be to Las Vegas. So we're really excited about getting able to go to Las Vegas. And then we'll also be giving away a trip to Hawaii. We're going to do one trip in the first 30 minutes and the second trip in the last 30 minutes of the show. We start the show at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we want to do our sports show, but then come and conclude the last 30 minutes with still many giveaways, many gift cards, vouchers. Actually, if you make requests, we'll do our best to provide you with some love offerings. We just want to give back to the community. Let me give a shout-out to the many individuals that joined us because this is truly a great opportunity for you to be here because we're celebrating 6 years. It's anniversary. If you look behind me, you see several balloons letting you know we're excited. First of all, we're proud to be number one. And when we said WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're the first internet station and a radio station that worked through all of the social media. We're excited to have Facebook. We're broadcasting through Facebook. We're excited through TikTok. We're excited to be broadcasting through Instagram and then through Blog Talk Radio out of the great state of New York. So truly, this is an awesome opportunity. And I'm truly, truly blessed to be here to sit before you and share some things with you on our sixth anniversary of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. So we want to move forth and make sure we can share things with you tonight. I want to give a shout out to several people that's joined us. We have Big O 207 joining. We're going to give you a wave. Thank you so much for being a part. Then we have Leon Lessie. Thank you so much. Then we have Blue Magic. So much. I had an opportunity to encounter her and communicate with her. And thank you so much for being a part of that. This is Sarah Davis. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and she's in the great state of Florida. Thank you so much, Sarah. Blue Magic, 1512. We give a shout out to Brown Sugar, none other than Tiffany Davis that's joining us. My niece, thank you for taking time to be a part of this. Thank you for just supporting over all these years. She's been around a while, and she's been pushing and supporting and sharing the idea that we have. We thank you for taking time to be here tonight. We give a shout out to my frat brother, John Hutton. out of that great, he's in Alabama, but he's truly in the West Alabama, out of West Alabama over there in Greene County. So we're glad to have you, Brother Hunt. Also, my friend, Brother Tully, having him out of the state of Georgia, Brother Anthony Brakey, joining us, known as some as Anthony White Boy. Thank you so much for being a part. We have several members that's joining us, and several individuals joining us on Instagram. Several members joining us on TikTok. We have several people joining us on Tumblr Live. So we just want to bring forth to you an opportunity to give away a few things tonight. We have gift cards to various restaurants we want to give. We have gift cards to Starbucks, and we want to give those tonight, along with Amazon. We're giving away the cards of value of $10, varies from $10 to $25. So I have to have your name now. I'm telling you, I love to have your name, but if I see you on here and you just, I'm in your comment part on your name, type in something to let me know you are here, and you will receive one of these gift cards. That's what it's all about, because that means you're being interactive. I'm looking at Brother Brakey saying, either Brakey here now, 2 hours drive home after work. All right. Then we have What Up, Brat, for Brother Hutton. Let me know. Then we have joining on the line, one of our co-hosts who's been here since the beginning. You know, we had our trials and tribulations, but we refused to give up. None other than our frat brother, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, hailed from South Central Alabama, none other than Brother Tony Touchdown Stalwart. Brother Stalwart, how you doing, sir?
Happy anniversary, my brother, to the show.
Thank you, sir.
And all the efforts that you have gone through to keep it together, and the expansion has to be worthy. And give them praise. Thank God for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Brother Stalwart, for being here supporting. Because you remember when we first started off, people said, y'all
are
not on me. And we just begin to build and build. We owe our true thanks to our friend, Brother Dale E-Train Elliott. Because he came on the show, but he was more in the background. He's doing the producing, helping out, letting us know the sound wasn't quite there. And we truly thank Brother Elliott for being a part of this, because I know he has his job. He's moving around a lot, but he still played a major part, along with Coach Edwards. I just talked with him earlier. I know he was getting off football practice and everything. So he's going to try to do his best to be a part of it. And also, I had an opportunity to share some words with Brother Coach Marvin Smith. It was the other day. I had a chance to talk with him and communicate with him. And then also Coach Lauren D. Smith. She's at another school, new school now, and she's getting ready to start basketball practice soon. It's a middle school, so they're getting a chance to get started a little early. So she's excited about that, and I know she's trying to get the girls ready. She told me the other day, she said, and I'm going to tell you what she said, Dad, I think we're going to be pretty good this year. I said, all right. Over a couple years, the pandemic years, to get to the point where she can say now when she came back to this school after 1 year stepping away from this school to go to another school and coach a boys' team, now she's back coaching girls. So she's really excited about it. Coach Stalwart, I know we excited about doing our show, and the title of our show is We're a Champion, but I wanted to kind of use this early part if we can to kind of give away some prizes and give away some gifts in these first 20 minutes, because we have several gift cards. We have some trips that we're going to give away. We'll be raffle off. But when I truly ask those individuals that's online to answer a question from and they can get a gift card, we're going to do that as well. And we can think about some questions. But let me give a shout-out to a couple of people joining us. Janine.Butler. She's joining us. Thank you so much. Then we have Jacqueline Davidson. Thank you so much. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated out of the great county of Lowndes County. Fort Deposit, Alabama. Thank you so much. Lisa Lachey, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of the great state of Georgia. Thank you so much for being a part of. And I said when people type in a comment, I wanted them to type in something that was that might be inspiring. That's why I want you to type something that's inspiring for us tonight so we can do another 6 years or another 12 years. How are we being blessed? And I'm going to give a shout-out to the Brown Sugar. And you kind of know who the Brown Sugar is, Coach Starward. That's 29 plus 8 now. I have no problem giving when you type something that's encouraging, like bring it on. That means she's bringing it to her tonight. So we're going to give to her a $5 $10 gift card that goes to Brown Shook. That's her name. Not Brown Sugar, but Brown Sugar. So we're going to give that to her. And I want other people to type in some comments so we can give away some other gift cards to you. And if your name is not in the raffle for the trip to Las Vegas, where we're going to pay for the hotel stay for 3 nights and 4 days, on the trip to Hawaii, we're going to do the same on that. We're going to raffle off the first trip during the first 30 minutes. Then we're going to come back in the last 30 minutes after the show, the hour-long show. I'm going to be here a little longer. I'm going to start work about 9 to give away the second trip to Hawaii. The first one will be to Vegas, where we pay for the hotel stay. You can activate and you can take care of getting there. And then the second will be in the great state of Hawaii on the islands. You can be a part of that. So thank you. So type in some positive comments. I have some more gift cards I want to give away. But as we do that, Brother Starworth, I wanted to share with them really where we are. And you can remember when our days when we had only one show and we were grinding and working, coming up with things that we wanted to talk about. We realized the thing we mostly wanted to focus on the historical black colleges and universities. That's what we wanted to focus on. And then we said, we don't want to leave out, because a lot of time our wire networks and a lot of time our wire service don't run our high school. So we make sure we give that a shout out. Then we said we're going to add some middle school discussion on here.
Low battery.
And truly, we were excited about having a expert in the middle school level, and that was Coach Tremaine McKean Edwards. And he's working at the middle school, and he's coaching and having a good amount of success. He gained that name, Keen, because Darryl E., Brother Darryl E., said that, man, this guy know a whole lot, so we're going to just crown him the king. So that's how he became the king. So it's Tremaine King Edwards, because he's considered to be king. So really, without further ado, Brother Star, if you can jump in right now, if you want to just kind of share some thoughts as we move forward, and we want to just, want to talk about some high school athletics. It's a good time to talk about it, and we're still going to give away our prizes and give away our things we need to do. It's in your hand, brother.
Well, we're into week five of the high school athletics, and there are some very significant non-surprises. There are some things that we expected to be where they are, and there's another, can I say, another half to go. I'd like to make mention, while we got our viewers online, that there's a situation up in Tustin, Alabama, that needs to be recognized. And Dr. Smith, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Having the availability of a young man from a middle school program to come into the program this year. I think he's a ninth grader this year, isn't
he? Yeah.
Tenth grader.
Tenth grader.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
and be the starting quarterback. These are the type of things that we try to get on top of now, because in the future, somebody might go say, you know what? I heard that somewhere. And I heard that on the internet radio station. Anyway, that young man is at Thompson High School. I'm going to go, Dr. Smith, if you allow me just a few minutes to go from class 7A straight down to kind of let our listeners know in the halfway through the season where we are. Thompson, which is, of course, defending state champion, and Central is at 1-2. And Auburn, here's something that's need to be known. Auburn is at 4-1 and number 3, but lost early to Dothan. And
yep.
Dothan now has 2 schools in 1.
Yep.
Somebody made a very economical move down there.
Yep.
And Enterprise at 8. And Sparkman is at 10. Mary Montgomery, I saw them a couple of weeks ago. They came over to Charles Henderson and played Charles Henderson. And my hat goes off Charles Henderson being 5A and playing a 7A. And Charles Henderson, bad hell they own there. And 6A, Sarah lands at 5-0. Now, I want to say this, because one of our board members, Mr. Huston, at Iowa State University, is the principal at Parker High School. And he has done a tremendous job of equaling the playing field. Parker is 5-0, and we know Parker been known for what? Basketball. And then number four there. And I spoke with him the other day, and he said, listen, it's good that somebody keep up with the good that we are doing and not always looking for something bad. Ramsey, another basketball powerhouse, number 1 in 5A. Ooh, Birmingham is really stretching it out a little bit. And, of course, the prognosis kept Charles Henderson in there for playing Mary Montgomery at 8, at 2-2. And Central Clay County, you know, those two schools went together there for a long time ago, and Leeds and Vigor, all at 3, 6, and 7. Now, look at the shakeup down in 4A. The king on 4A is still Andalusia. I'm going to tell you something, Andalusia. Andalusia could be on top in 4A for another 4 or 5 years.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's a coach down there. The coach down there still lives in, always have lived in Andalusia, but used to work at Strong High School.
Okay.
A lot of the athletes followed him over there, and then when he was back there and alluded to the job, they followed him back. So you see where I'm going with that? I'm going to let that go. Anyway,
yeah.
It's all good. Catholic at Montgomery, you know, and Andalusia last year had a back-to-back battle. Of course, Andalusia came out on top, but Catholic from Montgomery is at number 3. I think that's going to be a very good contest somewhere down the line later on between Andalusia, number 1, and Jackson at 4-0. Very good history back there. Moving on to 3A. See, not like there is St. James, defending state champions from last year. They lost a big one earlier in the year out of their class, but they back at number 3 at 4-1. Strawn and Thomasville, 8-9, are looking for some good things between them two going forward. 2A. Now, here's something in 2A. B.B. Comer, up the road there, over around that Sylacauga area. Very strong. 5-0. In fact, they beat Benson last week, and Benson was undefeated. But my own Highland Home is laying at number 2 and looking for some revenge because B.B. Comer beat them last year in the regional final. Real Town, Jackie O'Neill, Built Kingdom. Is that number 5? I'm going to toot my horn. Laverne High School. We had a coaching change at Laverne High School.
Because
I'm the athletic director down and I kind of moving on. And Laverne is 5-0. And we're looking for some good things. Number 2, Highland Home. And number 6, Laverne. They meet next week up at Highland Home. Now, down in 1A, Leroy, defending state championship, still on top at 3-0. Elba came to Brantley last week and kind of gave Brantley a little bit of a thanking. Now, I'll say this about Brantley, and I'm going to say this respect. Brantley's best quarterback all season long, got hurt in summer workouts. But injury is a part of the game. And
yes.
I like the things that are going on up in Lochipoco. In fact, it's our frat brother up there. So Smith up that way. They're 5-0 at number 5.
Okay.
And so it's boiling down, Doc. It's getting down to crunch time. It's getting down to those that can survive the storm. All of the ones that are in the top 7 spots are 75% of them are defending state champions. So, hey, look for some good things going forward. And this is week 5 of the Alabama High School Athletic Association 7A through 1A or 1A through 7A top team per class.
Exactly. See, that's awesome, Brother Stalwart. Thank you so much for sharing that information. And for those individuals who may be in the state of Alabama and you're familiar with teams and their rankings, but familiar with Anthony Stalwart because he served before retirement as the executive director, right? For the Alabama High School Athletic Association. He's our expert. He's going to keep us up to par of the team and where they are. We thank you so much for doing that. It's always a pleasure having you here and being a part of it. Sometimes it gives me a chance to catch a breath, so I do appreciate you so much that to be here where we can talk sports. And truly, we want you to be a part of this show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. This is our celebration part A, and we want you to be a part of celebrating, but you can call in and share your thoughts as well. And the number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location in the chat with Dr. Loza D. Smith. As we're talking about our title, We Are Champions. But we're really talking about our celebration. 6 years, and it's an anniversary. We started on September 27, 2017, down in Sunrise, Florida, which is adjacent to Fort Lauderdale. And we worked from there and managed to get a move back to the Mid-South area, which is the state of Alabama. But still keeps our connection with all those states in Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, South Carolina, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee. We make sure we still connect and give them the right information as well and share information with them. You also can check us out on the web link. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio, and you can be a part of this. And all you have to do is type in WBSW Radio, Blog Talk, and you can populate our web link, and you can be a part of it by doing that. We also want to share with you that you have an opportunity to check us out on several devices. We have several networks. See, WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one because we're the first radio that's using the social media sites to broadcast to thousands and thousands of people. We're broadcasting to people in 40 countries. So truly it's a great opportunity to come before you and share what we're sharing. We got various programs. As soon as we're talking about all the programs, you can check us out. On Monday night, we have a show focused on just plain old life issues. It's called Talking Real to You on the first and third Monday. On the second, fourth Monday is Straight Talk, No Chaser. And we're talking about relationships. We're talking about love. And we're just sharing. We're just going to be Straight Talk, No Chaser. You come on Tuesday night, which is our relationship show night, and we're talking about relationships with no filter. That's Dr. Lowe's show. And also Tuesday and the first Tuesday and the third Thursday, we'll have the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And it's a show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. And then on Wednesday, we have an awesome show called Tell the Truth. And what we do is it's a primetime show that focuses on just being honest about the issues, regardless of what it may be. And that's happening on the first and third. Then on the second and fourth, we come out with happy hour at 5 o'clock. And we just talk about all the things that's going on. And it's a time to just have a happy conversation. Get your libation and enjoy yourself. Then we'll come back on Thursday, on the third Thursday, and we'll just take our chairs and just talk about just what's going on in the community. I love Cafe. That's the fourth, second and fourth. I would do that. And then we'll continue to talk. We have these shows, and we also have the Minister Shannon show that on the fourth Thursday, early part of the night. We truly have an opportunity. We have Balling with the Doc. We're excited about Balling with the Doc. That's a discussion about sports, and it's coming to you on Friday at early time at about 2:30. So truly, truly, we're glad to have them. You see, we have several other shows. We're just growing and growing and growing. That's, Brother Starr, it's just a blessing to be able to come before people. Now, if you want to check out our the broadcasting sites that we have, social media, if you go to Facebook, you go to facebook.com/DRLB Alberto Smith. If you go to Instagram, we have two sites that we're using. You have President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, and we have the site of the partners with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Thank you so much, brothers of that chapter, for coming with us and making sure we can get this done. Then we have Tumblr Live, which is Dr. Lowe Smith Dash Blog Talk. And then we have TikTok Live. That's Dr. L. DeAlberto Smith. So you see how we put in our social media site. Then we have a YouTube channel called the Smith Way Production. So we're out there. We're having fun. We're having having an exciting time. Let me give a shout out to Zeta. It says Z5B. So it's Zeta Phi Beta Mu Xi Zeta chapter 1983 charting year. We also want to give a shout out to Phil_12, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, brother. Then we have Shanita Arrington Mitchell that joined us. Thank you, Shanita, for taking time to be a part of this. So we have a lot of individuals just playing major part tonight. This is an awesome night because this is the sixth year, and I can just think about starting this, and it was on a Wednesday night 6 years ago. Out to our first producer, and that's Tanisha Simpson. She was our first producer. And then we had our first two guests that come on, and we decided to expand to talking real to you, primetime. Our first two guests that we split a 30-minute of hours, it was 30 minutes for each, and that was Alicia Ruffin along with Latte Pickett. One of them was working in the career tech area, trying to get young people prepared for a field up in career tech. And the other one had a ministry where she was just working to make a difference, giving back to the community. They came on for 30 minutes. Since then, we had many authors, many people. We had fit trainers. We had individual coaches. We had our politicians. All of these individuals have been a part of this. We've had business owners, and we're just truly, truly thankful. And we have awesome individuals like Brother Starworth, who came on and did an interview on administration. We had Brother Marvin Smith, who's also a co-host here, came on and did an interview about building a dream. Him and his wife have a dream. They're working down in Georgia, Alabama. We want to make sure we play on our show. Their advertisement. These are the kind of people that take in time. But we have several books of individuals that we purchased that we want to give away. And what I need for you to do to be able to receive one of these books, along with these gift cards, what I need you to do is so I can answer this question. And this question is dealing with sports, Brother Starworth. And we want to know who was the NCAA champion in football for 2022. We need you to type in the answer. Tell us who won the national championship in football. And we'll award you this book by Trey C. Johnson, Family Scars. We'll mail it and get it to that answer. Come on, I need people to respond. The national champion of football last year, who was it? And while people thinking about it, figuring it out, because if you're a sports fan, you'll be having it up that quick. And I don't really care who it is. Type it up. Get it in. Let's take an opportunity. Let's kind of look at something. And it's looking at our historical black colleges and universities. What's your thoughts on Florida A&M being as dominant or ahead of the field so far in the SWAC, whether in the West or the East? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, in the HBC power rankings, you know, I think when I look at Florida A&M and look at anything in Florida, I think about the state of Florida, I'm thinking about the state of Texas, which always had had opportunities to have power rankings because of their the multiplicity of athletes that are in both those two states. I think Florida A&M made a major move and a major opportunity to take advantage of the advantages they had. And, you know, I look at them, and a lot of people don't know this, their location. They are right across the street from Florida State.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what am I saying? Well, if you don't like it on one side of the street, just go to
enjoy the other side of the street.
Right. So they've had the opportunity to be in the midst of a lot of student athletes of high caliber. And it's no surprise to me for them to be a number two in the HBCU power rankings. I hate the unfortunate situation that happened down there. Doc, if you don't mind if I bring that up, at Florida A&M this weekend. And I don't like to make excuses for students when they make bad decisions. But I don't think we need to blame coaches and universities when they make them. I think we need to applaud the universities when they take action. Because these things can happen. Because this student athlete in question, I don't like to call names, from the state of Georgia, he's been moving around. And when they move around like that, one thing about the portal, coaches are allotted the opportunity to get these student athletes from where they are now, and they don't know no background of them. So I say this respectfully, you're getting something good, but you really don't know what you get. Unless you're fortunate enough to be like Deion, just take your whole family wherever you go.
Yes, sir.
that can't happen with anybody. But I think that's a situation where we can move forward from that. Lesson learned can happen to anybody. Unfortunately, I can say this for me and you both. I hate it happen and to our alma mater. But hey, lesson learned. Moving on, but. I like Tennessee State at number three, too, Doc, and, of course, Jackson State at number four. And I think we must and don't not recognize that Alabama A&M moved up to number 10. And so we know we got some work to do. And, of course, you got homecoming up at A&M this weekend, and Tuskegee's going to stop by. You know how Tuskegee is. Tuskegee got a title called the Pied Piper Spoilers.
Yes, sir.
They don't care where they stop the spoil. So I think at the HBU, I think the transfer portal has helped not only Florida A&M but all of the schools. As Dale would say on his radio station, we got a balance. You don't keep the balance, you'll see what happens. So I kind of like what I see, and it's worthy of following and see how it works out at the end.
Exactly. And truly, when you look at the SWAC or look at historical black colleges and universities on that road to Atlanta, you can see that those teams are in that Division 1 AA or FCS, which is football championship subdivision. That is the level under the football bowl subdivision, which is your Power 5 and some Group 5. You can see that they're playing some exciting football, especially Florida A&M, North Carolina Central. They sit at the top. Tennessee State sit in third, and then you have several other teams. We're going to touch bases on those teams, and as we get truly in the show, we're just about time to get in it. But we thank each and every one of y'all for joining us on our 6th anniversary celebration. Truly, I see Victoria's attitude joining us. She said, "Rattlers are still awesome." So she said, "I say what? I say fam you." So we give a shout out to and Victoria attitude. For that, we're going to give you a Starbucks. We got a gift card. We're going to give you a Starbucks gift card for giving that slogan and making sure we understand the Rattlers is making it do what it do. So thank you so much, Victoria's attitude. We'll do that by you communicating with each other. We communicate with each other. We'll get this gift card. It's worth $15, so you can go to Starbucks and maybe buy you a cup of whatever you partake in when you go to Starbucks. That's Victoria's attitude. Receive the Starbucks card. Thank you so much. We're still kind of waiting on individuals to give us an answer to that question about who won the NCAA football championship. And I have this novel I want to give to you. And this is Family Scars by Trey D. Johnson. And you had an opportunity to read just something about Family Scars. I just need to know who won the national championship in football last year. And then I'm going to come and give you one a little bit harder as we move forward dealing with our historical black college and university. So if you want to go tune up, go check it out. I want to give a shout out to several people joining us. We got Brother Christopher Bennett joining us from Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. There's Pastor Bennett. He's the financial secretary of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We have Miss Bush, EBS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She said, "Congratulations on your anniversary." I tell her, "Thank you so much." Then we also have joining us, we have Sam Walter. Thank you for the experience when I started my career off. And Brother Starworth knows about that because he knows a lot of the individuals down in the lower part of Butler County. So those individuals, truly, we're thankful for them. Let's move forward. And that's two gift cards we're giving away. So we want to make sure you take advantage of it by being able to answer the question with this book. We need you to answer the question associated with the book. Who won the national championship 2022? Just want people to think about it. And write down, you type down your answer, or you can give us a call. The call-in number is 334. I'm sorry, I'm talking about 334. Well, you can. The call-in number, and if you go to text it to us, it's 334-467-7261. That's the office number. And that's 347, the call-in number, 857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts or just listen to the show. You press 1, I know you're there, then I can give you the book. We just need you to respond by letting us know as we move forward. So, Starbuck, we have a format that we want to work on tonight, and it's entitled, our title of our show tonight is We Are Champions. And that's what we want to let you all know, we are champions. And I see Brown Shook, I'm saying Brown Shook gave the answer. She has Georgia Bulldogs. So She went a book. Now she's rolling tonight. It's two things, so we're going to make sure we get this book to Brown Sugar on our Facebook, making sure we get this to her because she answered the question. Everybody had an opportunity to do that, and I thank you for responding, Brown Sugar. And that's Georgia Bulldogs, the 2021 national champion and 2022 national champion. And also projected to possibly win three in a row, which has never happened in our lifetime. So we'll look to see if that happens. So if you're from the state of Georgia, I want you to thumb up, send me some followers, send me some hearts, send me some likes up. If you're from the state of Georgia, let me know if you're from the state of Georgia, especially if you have a tie in some way at the University of Georgia. Those Bulldogs. Thank you so much. So, Brother Stoller, as we move forth on our show tonight, we want to share with everybody that you can still register for our giveaway. We're going to give away two trips tonight. And then we have a big trip coming up. When I said trip, we're paying for the hotel stay. Let's get that clear. Coming up for Thanksgiving. And that one will be to Paris, France. And that's going to be 5 nights and 6 days. But you must register. You must send your name. Type your name. If you're on one of the social media network, type your name. Let me know, and I'll put your name down so we can put it in the raffle. We need to have that. We also ask for a means of transaction because we give love offers. And we have four means of transaction, which is Cash App, PayPal. So send it to us. We'll make sure we send you something. It could be $20, $30, $40. Something to buy some gas, buy you something to eat. We try to get it to you without making sure. I get a lot of requests from individuals. So if that, you know someone, so give them a call. And the office number is 334-467-7261. Text me and let me know your request, and I'll do my best to work with you. I will do my best to work with you. The resources that we have at hand on is important. Let me kind of take a minute around. Stars, I know you can't see, but we got some balloons up here. One of them said, you're number one, saying that this is number one. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're the first one to take the social media and broadcast all at one time from different social media sites, having one show going on. And every one of our shows is broadcast that way. We also have one, you're special. WBSW radio station is special. So we're the only ones stepping out into new perimeters of life, doing something different. And the next one we have up here is a celebrate. See, this is a celebration. And we truly want y'all to know that we're trying to enjoy this 6 years. Because every year we have an anniversary, but it'll take 6 more years to be able to celebrate our next 6 year, which will be in 20 years. So that's truly a blessing if we can get there. God will bless us to get there. Won't be any younger. It might be someone sitting in this seat, else sitting in this seat. It may not be me. So we want to play Celebration because this is what it is. With all the rights to the music, but we truly want to play it.
Celebrate. Yeah.
And we truly want y'all to recognize this is our 6th anniversary of WBNW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, coming able to broadcast on this date 6 years ago with our first show, and now we're into 678 episodes. God is good. He's awesome. He's truly awesome, man. I tell you, he's doing some great things. Let's move forth with our format. The Star Wars, the title again, We Are Champions. We're talking about historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We want to look at the storyline in the historical black college in the road to Atlanta for the Celebration Bowl, which is the Black College National Champion. Last year, it was North Carolina Central. We have already mentioned two of them that's listed, but we want to go down the list and kind of talk about some of the teams as we go through the list. Number one is North Carolina Central, who won the championship, so they're still number one. Number two, we talked about Florida A&M and the impact they're making in the SWAC. See, Brother Star Wars, I truly want us to kind of share with some of our listeners now, Florida A&M hasn't always been in the SWAC. They were in the MEAC, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, the other Division I AA conference, and they decided with Bethune-Cookman to move closer. A lot of times they was busing. They went always flying from Tallahassee to Washington, D.C. could be 12 to 14 hours. So now their longest ride might be to Houston or either Prairie View, but that ride may not take them about 6 or 7, maybe 8 hours, maybe no more than 10. So they look at that to their advantage. So they moved to the SWAC along with Bethune-Cookman College, moved over here to the SWAC, the State University, moved here, and now they're playing and been in the conference. This is their third year, if I'm not mistaken, Brother Stalwart. And now, since Jackson State is no longer being that power, Florida A&M, who was placing second every one of the years since they've been coming to the conference, to move up to now the leader of the bunch. We're talking about the road to Atlanta. So at this point, your projection would be FAMU in Atlanta in December in the Celebration Bowl. That's just a projection. Things can change, but at this point, they're leading pretty good on the east side, which is two divisions, the west division and east division. They're leader of the east, and if not mistaken, Prairie View. A&M is the leader of the west. So if they continue, they'll bump heads and play for the championship coming up. And if I'm not mistaken, I know the SIAC has moved their championship game to Atlanta. So I do believe that's a route also that the SWAC has already taken. So truly we'll look to see what it's going to be like. The next team is Jackson State. It's amazing. Jackson State lost two games, but they still ranked number four.
That's right.
Behind Tennessee State. We didn't talk about Tennessee State, but we skipped over to number four. Jackson State lost two games, and the first game that they lost was to, if I'm not mistaken, was to Alabama, I'm sorry, Florida A&M, and that was down in Miami Gardens in the Orange Blossom Classic. FAMU beat Jackson State. So Jackson State fell down to number four. Hampton, and I had a question that someone was sharing with me, Brother Stalwart. They couldn't understand why those teams were not happy being in the MEAC or being in the historical black colleges conferences and decided to go to other conferences that was more diverse, but they still want to continue to be ranked in the historical black college, or they still want to continue to step over here and play games. The reason they was leaving the SWAC or the MEAC, you know, SWAC in heaven about the MEAC, was the lack of money and the participation of the support they was getting. So they decided to go to the Big South Conference, being one of the conferences they looked at. Two other conferences, because we have Hampton. They stepped out. North Carolina A&T is no longer in the MEAC. They stepped out. And I think at one time Howard University, who's ranked number 9, had stepped out to move to another conference. So we truly, truly see that it's a seek for money. But I just want to know your thoughts in regards to that, Brother Stalwart, about those schools. They still want to be recognized with the historical black colleges and universities, but they're willing to leave the conference, which really take the strength out of the conference to go with the being a more diverse conference. And it says for money. So why is they, you know, what's your thoughts on that right there?
Well, here's what you have. And it's, if you look at it, it's there's something. You have done well where you are. Support recognition, but you feel as if you step out, you can get more of maybe television revenue, get into whatever type of expansion that you can do, but to totally leave does not give you the total respectability. Because what you're doing, you're saying to yourself, I am number 1, number 2, number 3 as a part of the HBCU. And with the HBCU not really having full recognition when it comes to bowl appearances, I want to step out here to get some revenue and still represent HBCU. So it's personal, but it's business.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as it's the way it is when it comes to, and kudos to Dion, because what Dion did was he opened up some gates. And when he opened up those gates for those athletic directors and universities to look far beyond just wanting to be power within your own neighborhood, and when we all know that after a week in Atlanta and you don't make it, that's it, and don't nobody hear anything else from you anyway.
Exactly.
To the next time going around. But I think it's having your cake and eating it too and being fed out of both, recognition in one and trying to get revenue by expanding out other. Because what some of them are doing is they're looking at, you know, how can we maybe help our own and how can we help ourselves if we decide to move into a Power Five. So I think it's just kind of an eye-opening after Dion came through there with Jackson State and saw how that HBCU was right at the door, you know, through his regime. And some of the universities are saying, you know what, might want to keep that open so we can see, hey, how we can kind of cross over events. But it's all about revenue. It's the same thing in high school. I see where some of the private schools and that are here in the state of Alabama really wants to be a part of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, and what they're looking at is the revenue that the schools get, which can be a benefit. But by the same token, you got to look at, you know, you won't be who you were before because things going to change when it comes to the competitive side. So if you think that, and another thing, Doc, if you look at it, HBCU is going to have some premier account. These rosters not going to be your average HBCU rosters anymore. So transfer portal.
Yep.
So it gives them some leverage to look over and see what's over there and see how they can be a part of that. Because it's about business. It's all about their revenue.
That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. It's all about that revenue, and you got to keep that in mind. And truly, this is a discussion we had about 2 years ago. Well, right during the pandemic, if Brother Stalwart can remember, so that was around year 3 or so. And we was talking mm-hmm. about should our schools leave the conference they're in, the historical black colleges, and go to a more PWI setting. And
mm-hmm.
they saw that more exposure. But we also said we needed to play more classic with each other, cross conference, and also playing a little bit other FCS schools and playing in that capacity. And I see that more so too, where more teams are playing guys who are a group of six, I'm sorry, group of five, or either on the FCS level. I said happened a lot because we talked about on the other show the big upset that happened one of the schools that was ranked, and I'll go back and pull that information up when we was talking about the biggest upset so far this season. It can have maybe McNeese State or someone like that play. One of the schools was playing, beat McNeese State. It might be one of the other schools. But truly, you have to kind of have a marketing plan. If you want to be a champion, you must market your program. But you must market your program to recruits. You must market your program to your fans. You must market your program to your community. You know, one of the biggest challenges, and the other day it was shared with me, there are some of the stores unexpectedly got a lot of Alabama State gear in it, where it wasn't at times, but it's always the one I'm talking about. And they began to kind of market more. You have to do it, and I think playing high-power teams in the SWAC, being in a high-power conference like the Southwest Athletic Conference, I keep saying the SWAC, and for individuals, they may not be aware. That's Southwest Athletic Conference. The other Division I AA conference for the historical black colleges, that is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference called the MEAC. And then for the Division II, and Coach Stallworth said about Tuskegee, the impact they're making with their new coach, Coach Aaron James. Give him a shout-out over there. Used to be the quarterback over there. That's the SIU. SIU have the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association up on that coast, the Virginia State, the Virginia Union, those schools like that, Fayetteville State, all of those schools make up that conference. And truly, those are the four conferences that deal with historical black colleges and universities. I want to play advertisement because we got, well, I said pay a few bills by making sure we play the advertisement. So let me get to this individual, then we'll come with our next segment. And we also have a trip to give away, too. We have a trip we want to give away. So this is an awesome business. We'll give a shout-out because the representative is on here tonight. That's L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. Let us play the advertisement. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. Go to Facebook and you can connect with Anthony Stallworth. Or you can call in tonight and talk. He is the owner of L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. And we have him in our presence. So if you want to contact him, and his number is getting posted, 334-300-7401. If you're South Central Alabama or you're in Central Alabama, and he'll work with you. And I know you do partner with a young man to do a little moving of trees and limbs and whatever you need to be moved. He will do that. He'll work with you. We want to thank Brother Anthony Stallworth for supporting WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and his advertisement plays a big part in being where we can be viable, and we continue to enjoy our 6 years. So we wanted to make sure we play that while he was on here, so he'll know that we appreciate all that you do, Brother Stallworth. All right, I hope I hadn't lost him. He's still there. He may be a comeback.
I'm here.
Okay. I'm trying to give you that pat on the back right now with the L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're here to serve.
Okay, there you go. So truly, plus he's volunteering his time to be here and talk some sports. So we know we can give back. we give back when people give to us. And he's giving. So you see in South Central Alabama, in the Crenshaw, Butler County, in that area, pretty much in the South Central, and you can give him a call. And his number is 334-300-7401. And kind of talk about the rest of the teams that make up the top 20. We're doing a top 20. And that's, we mentioned Prairie View. We also have Morgan State that's joining us, number 7, and Alcorn State, number 8. We want to talk about Alcorn because their opponents this weekend over at the ASU Stadium will be Alabama State University. And they're ranked number 8, and Alabama State University is ranked number 11. Let's take a minute to kind of talk about what we foresee maybe happening in that game after the loss that they incurred. I think most of them may have incurred a loss this past weekend. No, they won because they beat Prairie View. So they are rolling. I'm talking about Alcorn. So Prairie View was ranked in the top of the at 2-2, I believe. What are your thoughts on that game coming up Saturday at the ASU Stadium?
I think Alabama State University is one of those. They're in a situation now where, as in everybody, they have a little bit of flaws in not being able to maintain consistency at the quarterback position. And when we say this, let me just say this respectfully: when you're doing good in all facets of the game in major college football, it goes through the quarterback. And when it's bad, as Dak at Dallas, they also go through the quarterback. So it's one of those situations where, and I watched them, and I have not seen Alcorn this year, and I think if there was some consistency in that area, Alabama State could be pretty well in the top 10. ECU. I think they're trying to fix that situation. I think the situation that happened down in Florida A&M was frustration. Most people take their frustration out different, right or wrong. And sometimes we overreact. But it's not condoned, not only by Alabama State University, not condoned through the SWAC. So I think that could be maybe some type of way to say that, hey, we read here and seem like we just can't get across. And I think the fan support for Alabama State University needs to not take what happened at Florida A&M as a way to determine the outcome of the rest of the season. There's a whole lot of football yet to be played. And I think Alabama State will put that behind them and do well. I don't know the personnel, and it's so hard to keep up with kids. We used to go to the stadium, Doc, and say, we remember this kid here from last year, or that kid there. That's not, I mean, unless you just really just on top of players in these days in these universities, tit for tat, and this transfer portal got them thrown everywhere. You just have to go and just kind of keep up with them and just try to see where the strengths are, where the weaknesses are, and then try to see where the strengths and weaknesses are of the opponent and just try to go out and enjoy some good HBCU. One thing about HBCU, you can leave home to go see a football game, and you can do so many other things. And some people come back from the game and say, who won? I don't know, but I had a damn good time.
Yes, sir. That's for sure. That's for sure. So that's the key to it right now, the pageantry. Someone was talking about that the other day about the game down there in Miami Gardens with the beginning of the year on doing Labor Day weekend with Jackson State and Florida A&M. It was talking about the pageantry, how people really was enjoying themselves. Everybody talked about them the Labor Day Classic. And they had all over the country, they had Labor Day Classic in regards to black college football. And then in Montgomery, they had an all lost some time over there where I don't want to say upset Southern University because Southern was ranked up there to win the West. But it was just the pageantry, you know, the bands, you know, just the fans. We always tell, and this is our motto on this show, you know, you have a game coming up in your neck of wood, put your meat in the or put your meat on the couch. One or the other, put your meat somewhere in front of the TV or in the actual stadium watching the game, and that's what we truly want you to do. So that's what football is all about. That's what WBSW Talking Sports Plus Primetime is all about, just talking about sports that deal with our historical black colleges and university. We had our segment on Alabama section of the high school football. We do have some listing for other activities that deal with other states, meaning other football in those states, in Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, Arkansas. We have all of those rankings as well. And truly, we're talking about our Power 5, our Top 25 AP, as well as Coaches Poll. All of that is there for information to discuss. But before we do that, we're about to give away our trip, Brother Stallworth. So we ask everybody that wants to be a part of this to get their name in, and we could write the name down and add them to the raffle. We've got the raffle off our first trip, which is to Las Vegas. And that trip is 3 nights and 4 days. We take care of the hotel. And it's a luxury hotel down in Las Vegas. What you have to do, if you win, I get it to you, the voucher, activate it, and then you have up to 18 months. So we want to give away that trip first. Then at the end of the show, we will give away the trip to Hawaii. So we have a build-up. So if you don't win this one, you can win the next one. And I know it happened, people just still to win the prize. It's a giveaway. We want to give a shout-out to Navigator 1920, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I'm trying to see if anybody else. We have several that we have on Terminal Live, and they're just so small, I can't hardly see them. We have, right now, I'm looking at probably about 30 or 35 individuals joining us. I can't see all of them. The letters are so small, Brother Stallworth, I can't see the glasses. But that's still not going to bring them in as far as it is because of the way I have it set up. So we can't see all those names, but we thank each and every one. TikTok, thank you so much. Last night, we was excited because we had over 342 viewers last night. And the night before, we had 600 viewers. These are people watching what we're doing, and we thank you so much. Truly, we thank what you're doing and being a part of. Let's wrap off this trip to Las Vegas, and I'm shaking up. I'm shaking up that I'm going to reach in, and I'm going to pull the name out, and if I pull your name out, if you send it in, then fine, you'll get a chance to take that trip. But if you I'm trying to grab one of them. Oh, there we go. Let's see who it is. All right. This young man, I do know he put it in. He checked the show out from time to time. This is 2-3. Tyrone. AR1914. There's a Venmo account, and he called himself 2-3. T-O-O-3. You're the winner of the trip to Las Vegas, 3 nights and 4 days. So if you know 2-3, which is Tyrone, he's a member 19 of a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. I know he's out of the state of Georgia. Give him a holler. Let him know he won, but I will be giving him a holler as well. That's a trip to Las Vegas so we can get it activated. We have also a Chick-fil-A card here. And we have this one available. So what we're going to do, we're going to shake up the raffle again, and we're going to pull another name for that. This young lady is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and after I shake them up, they come up. This is Carla 01, Carla Carson, the winner of the $10 Chick-fil-A gift card. A gift card, so we put it back into our little pouch, and we'll put it in. She'll be able to, hopefully shake up again. Might win the trip that comes at the end, but we have several other things we're giving away. So, Star Wars, as we move forth, we want to finish up with this ranking. At number 9, we have Howard University. Number 10, Alabama A&M. As I said earlier, number 11, Alabama State. Number 12, Southern. Number 13, Grambling. Number 14, North Carolina A&T. Number 15, Norfolk State. Number 16, South Carolina State. Number 17, Bethune-Cookman. Number 18, Prairie View A&M. And number 19, Arkansas Tigers. And number 20, Delaware State. That's the top 20 of the Road to Atlanta, which is to the Celebration Bowl, Week 4 Power Ranking. Even though we're going to be playing Week 5, Week 4 Power Ranking. We want to kind of look at some of the results from last weekend. I just want to kind of run down some scores, and we'll conversate about a couple games. So we already talked of one particular, but we didn't go into in-depth to talk about maybe some things that were going on besides, you know, making the wide serve for something that was out of order. But just talk about the game. We had Alabama State, number 10, last week, going to Florida A&M, who was number 2. It was a tough battle that was fought between the two schools. It was a close game. Now, it wasn't like the game was totally out of control, even with this situation at the end, because it was 14-10, and Florida A&M stopped and drove down and kicked the field goal, made it 17-10. And then Alabama State was driving down. So I heard this notion out there that people said, well, they were running the score. Well, I don't understand 23-10 running the score. Maybe those thought we can talk about that. But it was a close game. It was down to the last 2 or 3 minutes when there was, I think, a blocked field goal or something or interception that allowed Florida A&M to score that last touchdown.
It was an, as I recall, it was an interception.
Yep.
And it put Florida A&M in good field position. And I think, and I'm almost sure that this kid that we're talking about is one of the defensive backs on that team, on the Alabama State team. And I think his frustration was a little bit of lack of productivity in the secondary going forward. And again, you know, I like for kids to take things out on themselves, but you got to be mindful that you represent the university. And when that happens, there's a recourse that has to be made. But I think if we look at it, if Alabama State can hold its own and hold its own at home, and because that was a great win with Southern, and they have shown that they can thus far can play with anybody in the top five, top 10, can be well represented. But here's what you got to look at: Alabama A&M just simply feel like they got their feet on top of our head top, and we got to find some kind of way to get that changed. Because let me tell you why. Because a lot of times that particular game and when it's played has a line of demarcation and it has a decisive factor on one of the two teams moving forward. And it's always been that way for the last 3 or 4 years. And we just got to do a better job of going into that game in the Magisterial classes by taking care of our first 5 or 6 games going forward. So, because that's a game of a different magnitude, even though it can decide something. So we just got to do a better job of being prepared. I think Coach is doing a good job of what he having to work with. I think the coaching staff do a good job of making adjustments from one week to another one. It's just that we got to make sure that, and I hope this show this show right here would let our fans, our listeners out there know that you still got to support your team. You can't vacate the stadiums and head toward tailgate because of one game. Because then you're not a true fan. And well renowned facility, top class program. Hey, we just gotta let them know we're here for you. So exactly. Student athletes, we're here for you. It's hard sometimes, and I'm one of them. But it's not fair when you say you are who you are, then all of a sudden from one week to another when you're not. So we got to create some stability outside of the arena, outside the playing field as well.
Exactly. So it's important that we keep in mind we still put our meats in the seat, or you can get there at home on a sofa and you can listen to the game. Be supported. Be encouraged. It is a long season ahead. It's not over, but it also can quickly turn on the upside, or it can turn on the downside. When we lose that support of the people, we truly, truly expect to support us. So we'll give a shout-out to both of those universities. I thought it was their class act, and they're moving toward the right direction. FAMU, who's ranked 2, was 23, and Alabama State was number 10, who ranked was number 10, and they had 10 points. We had Mississippi Valley, who scored 3 points. They played the number 1 team on the road to Atlanta, which is North Carolina Central, and the score was 45-3. Texas Southern, number 12, 23, and Grambling numbers was ranked number 16. Truly, truly, 12 points better was number at 35-23. Prairie View was ranked number 8, was 23, and I'm sorry, Alcorn only had 20, and they was ranked number 6, so 8 beat 6. And then you had number 15, BCU, which is Bethune-Cookman University, who was ranked 15, score was 16, and Jackson State was 22. So Jackson State did win last weekend. And if you look at the rankings, you see Jackson State is truly number 4 in the rankings. You also have on that Thursday night, they had UAPB, which is University of Arkansas Pine Bluffs, taking on Alabama A&M up in Huntsville at Lewis Cruz Stadium. And the final score was A&M 31 and Pine Bluff 24. We're going to play our next advertiser on Starworth, and give a shout-out. This is an awesome place. They go and check and sit down and have some Southern cuisine or some fine Southern food. Mary Ruth Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 till 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on,
God.
Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5
p.m. Check them out at Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgia, Alabama, Highway 106 West. Go down there and check out part of the Blue and Family, their co-owners, and that's Brother Marvin, and also co-host on here, La La Sniffer, member 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. and his wife, Sarah, Pastor Katrina Wilkerson, a member of Zeta Phi. You want to go over to Tallahassee or either Jacksonville or take 75 down to Miami. Stop in if you're coming from East St. Louis or Chicago, coming down 75 South. Check them out right there in Georgiana, Alabama. So go enjoy it. That food. And Brother Star, if you want to just add anything to that about that food down there at Mary Ruth's restaurant.
Stopped by there yesterday myself on the way to provide some lawn services and got invited back in the back just to see how they do it. They do it from the scratch. Almost didn't get a chance to get where I was going, but I fought my way out. They have the wings. Like the last night, three wings and French fries for $7, and the La La Burger for $9 with fries. I said to myself, I got to come back when I got time. If I stay here now, I won't get where I'm going. I provide L&T provides lawn care service there, and you can see why.
Awesome. I tell you, Brother Star, we're glad you shared that with us. It's truly good to have them as a sponsor here, and we want to be able to make sure we give back. We've got to give a shout-out to TriStat LLC. It's a consulting service that meets your needs, and I say that because they are there to help you administrate the grant that you receive so you can give the right information back to those individuals. Truly make sure you give them a call. That's Mr. William Scott. And you can give Mr. William Scott a call at 334-320-543. He's very instrumental in making sure we have these trips so we can get away. So thank you so much, Mr. William Scott. He can help you with your administrate your grant, get your paperwork, and your budget together so you can make presentations. He worked with national government agencies, local government agencies, nonprofit organizations, mom and pop set up, wherever it is, if you want to write your grant, sole proprietorship, if you want to write a grant and you want to work your business and provide service to the community, he can help you with administrating the grant along with making sure your paperwork together, your budget together. So give him a call. It's Mr. William Scott. We thank you, Mr. Scott. Talk with him early part of the day and pretty much doing some awesome things. He's going to have something I'm going to share in about a month. He's opening an office in Montgomery. I think he's already opened. He invited me to come next week, and he has a studio in there. He wants us to get together and broadcast from that studio. So I'm looking forward to that. A great opportunity to work with him because he had a studio down in Selma, and now he moved his part of his setup to Montgomery. So he's truly, truly giving back to the community. Starboard, as we move forward, we want to try to talk about some of the games that are coming up this weekend, some must-see games in the Historical Black Colleges Conference in Week 5. And I'm just you kind of touched on one of them to a sense. You talked about two individuals. But this weekend is homecoming in Huntsville, Alabama, Lewis Crew Stadium, and they will have back with them after about a 3 or 4 year not being able to play them. Alabama A&M, who's ranked number 11, will be taking on Tuskegee University, which used to be a knockdown, drag out situation back when they were part of the SIAC. Tuskegee is still a part of the SIAC, Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, but Alabama A&M is a part of the Southwest Athletic Conference. So that's a big game coming up. This game, that's must see. With Alabama State, you have Alcorn coming to town. And they're number 8, taking on number 11, Alabama State University, over there in ASU Stadium. Number 13, Grambling, going down there, Prairie View, number 18. That'll be a big game right there. Going to be a real big game. And in the MEAC, you have number 14, North Carolina A&T, taking on Norfolk State University. Those are those big games for the weekend. So, again, put your meat in the seat. If you care, put your meat on your couch or your recliner and watch these games, because you go to the internet and watch these games now. You don't have to just wait on the radio or listen to the radio, but you can actually get these games on the internet, and they're broadcasting each one of those games. So we want to give a shout out to each of those universities. Continue to grind and doing what you're doing. Their community is working hard to make sure their student athletes and the students get an opportunity to enjoy their college life. One other thing, Brother Starworth, I want to talk about is some top performers of week four. And these are some individuals who had some awesome games. And North Carolina Central, who's ranked number one, quarterback, Walker Harris. We saw him last year kind of run roughshod over Jackson State in the Celebration Bowl. He had a record-setting day last Saturday. He had 5 touchdowns against Mississippi Valley State University in the Circle City Classic. So we give a shout-out to Walker Harris from North Carolina Central. He's done an awesome job up there. And then at Grambling State, there's a young man, a familiar in this area, who was the backup quarterback at Alabama State University, came in and played a little bit, quarterback Miles Crawford. He threw for 3 touchdowns, an impressive win over Texas Southern, who was ranked number 12, 35-23. Former Alabama State University quarterback who left to the transfer Porter, and now he's at Grambling and starting quarterback there. And also, Brother Star, I want to take a minute and just kind of talk about that situation in regards to Alabama State and their quarterback. They look like they're having a situation with their quarterback. Starting quarterback seems to be having some bumps and bruises, and they brought in a young man, Stewart, that transferred from UAB. And he seems to be a little bit in command. Have you heard any talk in regards to that?
Yeah, I think what the situation there with Alabama State University is, trying to find some consistency at that quarterback position and trying to find it. If you can ever find it, if you're looking at week 5, if you ain't finding it, then that's coaching. If you got anybody else, now's the time to give them an opportunity. So I think that giving that young man that transferred over from, was it UAB?
Yes, UAB, yes, sir.
Yeah, UAB gives them a little bit more durability at that position, because that's where it starts and that's where it ends, because that's quarterback is like a pitch in baseball. It, you know, it starts there and it ends there. So I think that's something that, given the coaches and given the starting quarterback, sometimes you got to have a little bit of push behind you. So you don't lose with having more than, because, you know, most universities now with the portal are ending up with 2 to 3 quarterbacks. So, hey, that's something that can give us hope. I think I'm glad to know that you never know what you got on that sideline until they get a chance to play.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be something that we can have a little bit more reliability. And again, that's the transfer portal. These kids are coming from places where they have played at another level. And when they come in a situation like this, they ain't coming there to sit down and wait around. They're coming to play. They're going to stay where they were.
Yeah, to sit down, they're going to stay where they were. I don't think they want to sit down. So that's the good part about it. So we truly, truly want to give a shout-out to Damon Stewart, who come in as the backup quarterback at Alabama State University, and has been quite successful the last few games. So we will look to see some more great things out of him, along with Davis, who is the starting quarterback, who's been kind of banged up a little bit. But he's hanging in there, so we'll see how that turns out. this weekend. So truly, that's what we're looking at. So in the process, I was writing down to make sure I get these individuals everything he's supposed to have in regards to the gift. Now, I tell you what, Star, we have a few more gift cards we want to give away here. And I want those individuals to take this opportunity, because I have this Amazon gift card for $25. And I know how some of us shop at Amazon. And what I really need for you to do is to let me know who played in the national championship for football for our Power Five, where Georgia won the championship, and who did they beat? What team did they beat? For a $25 Amazon gift card we're giving away, let us know. Type it in. Call if you want to call. Call is, you can call the radio station, 347-857-4192. And then if you call, you hit the number one, and we'll connect you. In essence, so we'll know that you'll be able to win the Amazon card, because it will put your number up there, and then we'll make sure we connect with you. Please let us know who was the team that was the opponent for the Georgia Bulldogs last year. I see somebody already typing in already, but they see they already won one of them because they put down Georgia. That's a football person right there. And said I'm not overlooking it. So if you look down and see that she typed it in, won't you use it? But she's looking for that Amazon card, but she already won one card. I got to make sure we give somebody else. So I want you still to type down. Let me know as we go through the process that team, because it's on there, already on there. I'm not trying to take anything from the ground shield. I'm not trying to take anything from Kip today, but I want somebody else to be typed down and tell us what it is. I want to give a shout-out to Janelle Z5B1920. Remember, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, thank you for joining us. Let's get that team, the team that played Georgia for the national championship. Georgia won it. Who was the team that you said second place team? And don't throw it to the second place team. And you can get this $25 Amazon card. It's already up on the board. You can steal it if you want to, but I'm not going to take it. The card is going to be available. We got a few more cards to give away, so please don't. I need to get that team. I received it from one person that already won a card. They tried to win two. I'm trying not to give them all to one person. Make sure. We have Man, it said Man ASU Vasha. Man ASU Vasha. Thank you for joining us as well. So Star, we're going to slowly kind of move down to this coach's corner and take a minute and look at some of those teams. And that we won't go through everybody, but we want to kind of look at those teams that played last week that was sort of was really impressive enough that you can give a shout-out. I'm going to start truly with Florida State. Even though they won it in overtime, but this was the first time Florida State had beat their opponents, Clemson, in 7 years. Any thoughts on that? Final score was 31-24, and it went into overtime. Now, I want you to keep in mind, Clemson was down 2 touchdowns. They were down 2 scores.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State was down 2 scores on Clemson, and they came back
right.
and tied the game up and then went to overtime and won. What's your thoughts on that, Brother Stoller?
I think, first of all, Clemson is a team that has a long history in winning. Florida State is a school that's getting back to the traditional powerhouse. When I saw that, took over that game, was 10-0 Clemson, and I saw the 2 touchdown receptions by Keon Coleman.
Yes.
Gave
yes.
him 6 seasons and helped Seminoles score more than 30 points And that was the in the 10th consecutive game, the second highest speaking program history. Florida State is one of those teams that are very athletic, very talented, and well coached. And Dabo Sweeney says that his outlook when it comes to transfer portal is not one of those types of situations that he really wants to entertain.
Hmm.
I think he might change his mind after this season. Because
yes,
I don't care how you feel about what you used to have. If you're going to stay in this world here in college athletics, you're going to have what they got in order to be competitive enough or be able to get over the hump. And I think that, and I can understand what he's saying, but it's a new day now, and this day is never going to go back to where it used to be. So very good ball game. And I really, my hat goes off to Clemson. They played well. They played well enough to win in regulation, personally. But they allowed the game to be extended. And when they allowed the game to be extended, it just simply went in Florida State, which was previously ranked number 4 and fell to number 5 after that game. And Florida State will be one of those teams that will represent the ACC real well going down.
Exactly. And to kind of add to that game, it was exciting to me even from the beginning. Even though Clemson was up 2 touchdowns at home, and then we just saw something that relation to both teams, but especially the Florida State after being beaten 7 times in a row by Clemson. Now they have that one win to kind of put them back in the driver's seat, because that gives Clemson 2 losses. And they are in the driver's seat, and they're on the Atlantic Coast Division ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference. So they're over in that Atlantic Division over there. So they're leading it, and it's good to have them back in the game, because we know the old Florida State, the old prime time, the old good old days back then with Florida State University. So over those schools. And the story I thought was really important was the game between Ohio State and Notre Dame. Ohio State ranked number 6, and Notre Dame is ranked number 9. The final score was 17-14. And if I'm not mistaken, the score was 14-10, maybe. Was it in Florida?
It was a situation where Notre Dame put Ohio State into a situation where they had to score a touchdown to win a ball game. We're looking at a situation where 1 minute and 30-some seconds, Ohio State had to drive the length of the field with no timeouts left. Notre Dame went into a prevent, which was too much prevent, which prevented themselves from everything but giving up a touchdown, and the ball ended up, well, first of all, they gave up a big first down.
Yes.
And from that first down went, instead of them being in straight up defense, they still in prevent, ball ends up down on the 45 yard line. And then to top that off, Notre Dame comes up to the line of scrimmage with only 10 ball players.
Yep.
So it was Ohio State opportunity to take advantage of maybe a situation where I thought Notre Dame was a better team that night. And it was heart-striking because of what Notre Dame had done, put themselves into winning the game. So sometimes doctors can just be into trying to keep them loose.
Yes, that does happen.
That's what they were trying to do, keep from losing, and wanted to play the odds with the clock. And almost came up with it, but Notre Dame was, to me, a better team that night. But the better team, I think, didn't win. And the team that did win was Ohio State. And I think Notre Dame suffered a tough situation because, see, what Ohio State can do is They could lose a game, and then they win a conference. No, they didn't have a conference. Championship to go through. So they can't afford to lose. They have to at least win a top five game going down the stretch in order to be bowl eligible for top four.
Yeah.
So it was an unfortunate loss for Notre Dame. But I think the coach of Notre Dame is doing a remarkable job. Be mindful now. He's an Ohio State grad.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So, too, I think a young coach, he's very exciting, and kids want to play for him, students want to play for him. So we give a shout-out to the coach of Notre Dame, Marcus. He's doing an awesome job with Ohio State coach. They're doing a great job. And truly, it's an opportunity to see some good football last weekend. And the last game, we will kind of take a little time to talk about when I come back. We want to play advertising for Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. We'll come back and talk about the Colorado game against Oregon and the performance of Oregon quarterback.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
That's what it's all about. Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Give them a call. Either go to Facebook and type in Jennifer Jackson and Charlie's Angel, and they can work with DM Jennifer Jackson, and she can get your order together on the some of the best perfume and soap scent in South Central Alabama as well as in Georgia. So we'll give her a shout. Give a shout out to 1993_Sigma. A shout out to member Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And before we go into talking about Oregon and Colorado, Brother Staller, I'm going to have to give away a couple of these cards, and I'm going to have to go to my raffle because I can't get the answer. I got the answer for one person who already won a gift card. I don't want to be giving away too many gift cards to one person. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to my raffle and pull out a name, and we're going to give away the Amazon gift card to someone who's who's available. We have their cash out, which is $ KEAMSHER. That's KEAMSHER. That's your, and I'll give that person a call. And it says Christine Williams. We'll give them a call. They're the winner of the Amazon card. So we're moving forward, Brother Stallworth, to get these cards and get this stuff out to our individuals. So I'm so glad we can give away to individuals on our sixth anniversary. So we will make sure we give the Amazon card to that person. And it's for $25. I know some people wanted it, but we couldn't give it to the same person. We do have a couple more cards that we're going to make sure we have available, and to do our last raffle, we got three more cards, Brother Stallworth, we want to give out. We're going to give out to some people so they can go to either Five Guy, Chick-fil-A, or it's a combination card. It's going to be $10, Olive Garden, Ketters, Longhorn, Season 52, Bahama Breeze, Yard House. You have a choice of one of those, and you have a $10 gift card we're going to give out. Probably about 4 or 5 more minutes. We're going to talk a little bit, play another advertisement, and then we'll get ready to wrap it up because we're down to 13 minutes. We're going to start with on the game between Oregon and primetime Coach Sanders, Colorado Buffalo. What's your thoughts on that game?
Oregon Ducks was previously ranked 10th and 9th this week, were a clear-cut favorite in that game. People think that the coach from Oregon ran the score. How the hell he ran the score up and they scored 50 a game? You know, it did. Also, going into the game, Colorado went in the game. People don't understand. They weren't just without one player. Not having the cornerback, what's his name, top of my tongue, and the wide receiver, the kid to play both ways.
You're talking about Hunter. Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter plays a very significant role because of the position that he does play, and he can cause at least an opportunity for the game to be slowed down. But Bo Nix has played enough football between high school and Auburn, played enough football at Oregon. A game of that magnitude, Oregon didn't have to make any adjustments at all. Both teams played the same. The difference between the game is, and Deion said it with a mouthful, he said it earlier, you gotta get some hogs up front. You gotta get some big players in the trenches. I think that three Jacks on Sanders found out that, and he's been beat up and pretty much all year long to a certain extent, but been able to survive it because he had a little more opportunity. But that was a game that was predestined. It ended the way I thought it would. It's not going to get any better in between. They got number 10 Utah coming up, and they got USC coming up. So, the Pac-12 it may be one of the toughest conferences right now, Doc. It could be now because Colorado came in at 19, then you had Utah at 11, and you had Oregon at 10. That's 9, and Utah now at 10, and then you got USC with Caleb that. It's a Heisman Trophy candidate. They're all in the same conference, so it's a situation that Colorado would build from. It was no adjustments that Oregon had to make. Let me tell you what I like the most about the Oregon situation in that game. The coach for Oregon, USC, previously was ranked 5. They at number 8 now. So you look at 8. You're looking at 9 with Oregon, and you're looking at 10 with Utah, and they got to play all 3. Hell, Colorado came in at 19.
Exactly.
So it's one of those situations. Yeah, right. It's one of those situations where, hey, it don't get no better than that. You're looking at maybe a possible 3 Heisman Trophy nominees between USC, Bo at Oregon, and Deion's son in Colorado, and whoa, I forgot one, Doc.
Yeah,
Washington Huggies.
Yeah,
so you got 4 players right there in the Pac-12 that might be sitting on the stage together for Heisman Trophy candidate.
Exactly.
Out of the same conference. Yep.
Out of the same conference. Wow, that would be amazing. And we always talk about the SEC is and the ACC and the Big Ten, but I don't think you ever see 3 players sitting on that stage from all 4 players from that conference. If it's 3, it's a record setting. 4 is definitely sitting out for a while. So we're going to congratulate Oregon. Oregon won the game 42-6, and the game was no doubt. After the first first quarter, it was no doubt, because at halftime it was 35-0. So it was at the end, it was a giveaway touchdown with 6 points. But truly, that was a great opportunity for Coach Sanders to see what kind of team he had against some challenges. And the challenges get tougher. Brother Starworth has shared with you the various challenges that's coming up. And it's going to be really, really a tough road, but because you're talking about the possibility of playing Washington State, USC, Utah, even UCLA, along with Oregon State, Washington State. Man, so a lot of games you got to buckle your chin strap for and play. But we know that program is coming together, and it eventually may not be where it wants to be in the next 1 or 2 years, but in 3 years, they will be where they need to be with Coach Sanders, prime time. Man with a lot of confidence. And like Coach Stover said, brought his whole family along with him. So you can't ask for nothing better than that. We're at about 7 minutes, and we got three more cards we want to make sure we give away. And also, on our tomorrow show, we're going to give away more books. And we got one trip to give away. And I want to go to our raffle. And I truly want to give individuals an opportunity online. If you're online, I really need for you, if you're online and you're a member of a Divine Nine, want you in the comment part right beside your name, you can type in the organization that you're a member and what year you came in. You can get, I got three cards to give away, and all of them are $10 gift cards, one of Chick-fil-A, one to a combination of the Darden.com. You can get that, and you have Five Guys. If you're a part of an organization, Divine Nine, type in your organization and the year you was initiated in that organization. I really appreciate it if you can do that. But we are going to get ready when we play our last promo. And we have to do it because these brothers are really, really supportive of what we're trying to do. So we got to get these advertisements because they are supportive. And these are members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Give you a chance to type in your organization. If I don't get it, I'm going to go to the raffle, and we want to play their advertisement.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
I'm not a good shout out to those brothers. They said they lead and don't follow. The most progressive chapter, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And we have on the line the president of the chapter, that's Brother Anthony Starworth, the Zeta Phi Sigma chapter. And they're doing some things down there, just shaking it up in South Central Alabama. So we give a shout out to those brothers. They are supported, they are partners. We also had several brothers on here joining us. We had Brother Brakey, Brother Hutton. We had Brother Bennett. We have several brothers just joining us and being a part in regards to that chapter. Thank you all for that support. Thank you for doing this because we could not do it without you. We need to get ready to give because we're down about 4.5 minutes. We want to give away our trip. This is a trip to Hawaii. We want you, and we have our pile. We want to shake it up. This is the, if I'm not mistaken, 3 nights, 4 days to Hawaii. And we want to pull your name and see, Brother Star, then we'll get ready to close this out. Still haven't had those organizations, individuals in the comments. Let me know about exactly their the organization, Divine Nine organization, and what year that you come into the organization. You're initiated. Let me see what I'm going to pull here. I'm going to pull. The winner of the trip to Hawaii. And I say, because last week, about 2 weeks ago, in a car wreck, and they've been really, family been going through it. I know she's taking one vacation just to get away to Destin. But now she has the trip to Hawaii. That's Dr. Ashley Edwards Tippins. She's the winner of the trip to Hawaii. So truly, that's a blessing in itself. And it's just pulling from the pouch. Let's reach down and pull down and pull a name. We have three more gift cards that we want to give away, and we're going to pull some more names on the start because we've got about 2 minutes. And we want to pull some more names so those individuals can be recognized and have a chance to receive this. The next thing for the card to, I'm sorry, the $10 cards to the combination card goes to dollar sign two hottie number one, which is Olivia Smith. So she wins the card to, telling me 9 seconds. Let me get the last two in. We about to close out, Star, if you want to share some thoughts as we get ready to close out.
Just want to say thank you, Dr. Smith. Had a great evening. I'm glad I chose to be in a commemorative moment, being the 606th year of the anniversary. Ground Roots starting. Hey, continue. Hope we can continue to make it do what it do. We'll be online from time to time again when I can make it. And again, thank you so very much for the advertising for L&T Lawn Service, LLC. Call us when you need us. Again, have a nice evening. You take the evening, and don't let the evening take you.
Now, I tell you, it's been awesome, but we had three names we just pulled. And for these last three cards, we have dollar sign Royal Blue number 10, and that's $10 card. Chick-fil-A, we have dollar sign Keisha D. Williams, 1913, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. So we want to make sure we give them a shout-out. It's been awesome. We've got about 10 seconds, so we have an awesome rest of the day. I just want y'all to do it. We're going to love you from our heart. We want to say I love you and thank you for the 6th anniversary of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Internet, the station, we're number one. Good night. We'll talk with you tomorrow at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe.